Over the weekend, people in towns and cities across Russia turned out for protests. They were demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Lucian Kim has more from Moscow.
Across their vast country, from Vladivostok on the Pacific Ocean to Kaliningrad on the Baltic Sea, Russians took to the streets Saturday.
Свободу! Свободу!
Freedom, they chanted. Freedom for jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, and freedom for their country after more than 20 years of Vladimir Putin's rule. At the Moscow protest, I met Sergei Borodinko, an actor who'd come out with his wife Yana and their three-year-old son, who was perched on Sergei's shoulders.
Это голос народа. По-другому, к сожалению, возможности сказать нет.
Всегда есть надежда, что что-то, может быть, произойдет.
This is the voice of the people, Sergei said. Unfortunately, we don't have any other way of expressing ourselves. Yana said she still hopes something good will happen and that they want to know the truth about what's happening in their country. By the end of the protests, activists were reporting more than 3,700 people had been detained nationwide, with more than a third of arrests in Moscow. The Kremlin had warned Russians not to attend the rallies and downplayed the turnout. Yulia Latynina, a political commentator, said on her weekly radio show that Navalny's life hangs in the balance.
Есть еще один очень важный фактор, который называется жизнь, физический жизнь Алексея Навального.
She said only street protests in Russia and external pressure from the United States and Europe will save Alexei Navalny. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.